The more a woman's partner uses a condom, the less likely she is to become infected with HPV, a sexually transmitted disease that causes genital warts and cervical cancer. That is according to a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. This is important new evidence for the Food and Drug Administration to consider as it decides what information to put on condom labels. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The researchers chose a very select group for this study, young co-eds who'd never had sex because they wanted women who hadn't been exposed to HPV before. Rachel Weiner of the University of Seattle, Washington, says they kept a bi-weekly computer diary of their sexual activity.
Having them fill out detailed information about their condom use on a computer, which was probably a more anonymous method than a face-to-face interview, and might have enhanced their willingness to respond truthfully to these kinds of questions.
Such as how often they had had sex in the previous weeks, whether their partner used a condom, how often he used a condom, whether he had previous partners. The study hoped to determine the effect of using condoms on the risk of becoming infected with HPV, which the CDC estimates 80% of Americans can expect to have by the time they're 50.
These data suggest that women can reduce their risk of infection by using condoms consistently with their male partners.
By about 70%, she says. This is consistent with current language on condom labels, that condoms reduce the risk of HIV and AIDS and many other sexually transmitted diseases. But the FDA is now considering a policy that would require labels to specify by how much condoms reduce the risk of these infections. In the case of HPV, Weiner says, the nature of the disease has made it difficult to determine how much protection condoms provide, since it is more easily acquired than other sexually transmitted infections.
Given that it is transmitted through skin-to-skin contact, it's reasonable that it can be transmitted through areas of skin that aren't protected by a condom, or if a condom had broken or slippage. I mean, we obviously don't know in a particular instance whether the condom was used correctly and whether that particular condom could have been faulty or anything like that.
And that kind of information should be reflected on the condom packet, according to Linda Klepacki of the conservative advocacy group Focus on the Family.
What we want is consumers to know the amount of risk that they're taking. If they're using condoms as their sole means of risk reduction, they need to know how much these condoms are going to reduce the risk. And of course, they have to use these condoms effectively, and they have to use them every time they have sex.
All of that information on that little packet.
Yeah, we need teenagers, we need young adults especially, because they have the highest risk for a sexually transmitted infection, to know what risk factors they are taking by relying on condoms.
And Klepacki says if young people know that there are risks, even with condoms, they'll know that the only way to eliminate the risk is by not having sex until they're married. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.